Welcome to the Further Maths Focus podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most rewarding and most mark-rich topics in WGEEC A-level Further Mathematics, Further Algebra and Functions, Specification Reference 1.4. Whether you're sitting Unit 1 or Unit 4, this topic will appear, and it rewards students who understand the underlying structure, not just the procedures. So grab a pen because we're going to cover everything you need to walk into that exam with confidence. Let's start with a quick overview of what this topic actually covers. We're looking at three main areas: the relationships between roots and coefficients of polynomials, sometimes called Vieta's formulas, the method of differences for summing series, and partial fractions, including the tricky cases involving irreducible quadratic denominators. We'll also touch on Maclaurin series and proof by induction, which often appear alongside these ideas. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for, what trips candidates up, and how to secure every available mark.
Right, let's get into the core concepts.
Section 1, Roots and Coefficients of Polynomials. Imagine you have a cubic polynomial. Ax cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d equals 0, with roots alpha, beta, and gamma. The beautiful thing about polynomials is that the roots and the coefficients are intimately connected through what we call symmetric functions. You don't need to know the individual roots to find their sum or the sum of their products. Here are the key relationships you absolutely must memorize for a cubic. The sum of the roots, that's alpha plus beta plus gamma, equals negative b over a. The sum of the products of pairs, alpha beta plus beta gamma plus gamma alpha, equals c over a. And the product of all three roots, alpha, beta, gamma, equals negative d over a. Notice the alternating sign pattern, negative, positive, negative. This is the single most common source of errors in this topic. Candidates consistently get the signs wrong. The way I remember it is, think of the polynomial written out and the signs alternate starting with a minus for the sum. Negative b over a, positive c over a, negative d over a. Say it out loud a few times. For a quartic, that's a degree 4 polynomial, you have four symmetric functions. The sum of roots is negative b over a. The sum of products of pairs is c over a. The sum of products of triples is negative d over a. And the product of all four roots is e over a. Same alternating pattern. Now, the exam doesn't just ask you to state these. It asks you to find things like the sum of squares of the roots or the sum of cubes. This is where the real algebra comes in. For example, to find the sum of squares, that's alpha squared plus beta squared plus gamma squared, you use the identity, sum of squares equals the square of the sum of roots minus twice the sum of products of pairs. In symbols, sigma alpha squared equals open bracket sigma alpha close bracket squared minus 2 times sigma alpha beta. This identity is not given to you. You must derive it or know it. Examiners award a method mark for correctly applying this identity and an accuracy mark for the correct numerical answer. A top tip. At the very start of any polynomial roots question, write down all three symmetric functions explicitly, sigma alpha beta, and sigma alpha beta gamma, with their numerical values. This often secures the first method mark, even if your subsequent algebra goes wrong. Examiners call this showing you're working, and it is worth marks. Section 2, Method of Differences. This technique is used to evaluate finite series by exploiting telescoping cancellation. The idea is that you express the general term f of r as the difference of two consecutive terms, f of r plus 1 minus f of r, and then when you sum from r equals 1 to n, almost everything cancels. The key skill is writing out the first three and last two terms explicitly. Do not try to guess the remaining terms. Write them out. This is the method mark. Examiners want to see the cancellation pattern demonstrated. When you write out the terms, you'll see that most of the middle terms cancel, and you're left with a combination of the first few and last few terms. A common error is what I call the off-by-one mistake. When the series doesn't start at r equals 1 or when the index is shifted, candidates often include or exclude the wrong boundary terms. Always check what is the first term, what is the last term. Write them out explicitly. Also, watch out for questions where you need to adjust the final answer because the summation starts at r equals 2 or r equals 3 rather than r equals 1. You simply subtract the missing terms from the formula for the full sum starting at r equals 1. Section 3, Partial Fractions. You'll have met partial fractions in A-level mathematics, but further math takes it further, pun intended. The key extension is dealing with irreducible quadratic factors in the denominator. An irreducible quadratic is one that cannot be factorized over the real numbers.
its discriminant is negative. When your denominator contains such a factor, say x squared plus 4, the numerator for that fraction must be linear, ax plus b, not just a constant a. This is the most common error in this section. Candidates write a over x squared plus 4 when they should write ax plus b over x squared plus 4. WJEC mark schemes specifically credit responses that correctly set up the form, so you can earn a method mark just for writing the correct form before you've even found the values. The process for finding the constants is the same as always. Multiply through by the denominator, then substitute strategic values of x to eliminate terms or equate coefficients. For irreducible quadratic factors, substituting real values of x won't eliminate the quadratic term, so you'll often need to equate coefficients of x squared, x, and the constant term simultaneously. Remember also, if the degree of the numerator is greater than or equal to the degree of the denominator, you must perform polynomial long division first to extract the integer or polynomial part before setting up partial fractions. Forgetting this step is a guaranteed mark loss. Section 4, Maclaurin series and validity. The Maclaurin series expresses a function as an infinite power series centered at zero. The standard series for functions like e to the x, sine x, cosine x, and natural log of 1 plus x are given in the WJEXC formula booklet, but you need to know how to apply them and, critically, how to determine their validity. The validity of a Maclaurin expansion depends on the argument of the function. For uln of 1 plus u, the expansion is valid when the absolute value of u is less than 1. So for ln of 1 plus 2x, you substitute u equals 2x, and the validity condition becomes the absolute value of 2x is less than 1, which gives the absolute value of x is less than 1/2. Candidates frequently forget to adjust the validity condition when the argument is not simply x. Always check the term inside the brackets and apply the condition to that term. Section 5. Proof by induction. Proof by induction is a four-step process, and WJEXE requires all four steps to be present for full marks. Step 1. Prove the base case, usually n equals 1. Step 2. Assume the statement is true for n equals k. Step 3. Show it is true for n equals k plus 1, using the assumption from step 2. Step 4. Write the concluding statement. WJEC has a specific concluding statement that they want to see, and omitting it costs you the final accuracy mark. The required sentence is true for n equals 1, assumed true for n equals k, shown true for n equals k plus 1, therefore true for all n greater than or equal to 1 by the principle of mathematical induction. Learn this sentence word for word. It is a free mark if you remember it. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. First, sign errors in Viata's formulas. The alternating sign pattern catches out even strong candidates under exam pressure. My advice? Write the polynomial in the form ax cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d and read off the signs carefully. The sum of roots is negative b over a. That negative sign is there because the polynomial's second term is plus bx squared, meaning the sum of roots has the opposite sign. Second, wrong numerator form for irreducible quadratic partial fractions. Before you do anything else, look at each factor in the denominator and decide, is it linear? Use a constant numerator. Is it an irreducible quadratic? Use a linear numerator ax plus b. Is it a repeated linear factor? Use two separate fractions. Getting the form right is worth marks even before you solve for the constants. Third, off by one errors in method of differences. Always write out the terms. Never guess. The examiner's mark scheme specifically awards a method mark for writing out at least the first three and last two terms to demonstrate cancellation. Do this every time, even if it feels slow. Fourth, omitting the inductive step conclusion. Memorize the WJET concluding sentence. Write it at the end of every proof by induction, even in practice. Make it automatic. Fifth, forgetting validity conditions for series expansions. Every time you write a Maclaurin expansion, immediately write the validity condition on the next line. Make it a habit. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give it. Question 1. For a cubic polynomial ax cubed plus bx squared plus cx plus d with roots alpha, beta, gamma, what is sigma alpha, beta, gamma? Pause now. The answer is negative d over a. Question 2. In the method of differences, what must you write out to earn the method mark? Pause now. The answer is at least the first three and last two terms of the series, showing the cancellation pattern. Question 3. If the denominator of a partial fraction contains the factor x squared plus 9, what form should the numerator take? Pause now. The answer is ax plus b, because x squared plus 9 is an irreducible quadratic. Question 4. What is the validity condition for the Maclaurin expansion of ln of 1 plus 3x? Pause now. The answer is, the absolute value of 3x is less than 1, so the absolute value of x is less than 1/3. Question 5. What are the 4 steps of proof by induction? Pause now. The answer is, base case, assumption for n equals k, proof for n equals k plus 1, concluding statement. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important points. 1. Memorize the alternating sign pattern for Vieta's formulas, negative b over a, positive c over a, negative d over a for a cubic. The signs alternate. 2. For symmetric functions like sum of squares, use the identity sigma alpha squared equals sigma alpha all squared minus 2 sigma alpha beta. This is not given, you must know it. 3. In method of differences, always write out the first 3 and last 2 terms explicitly. Never guess the cancellation. 4. For partial fractions with an irreducible quadratic denominator, the numerator must be linear, ax plus b. 5. For Maclaurin series, always state the validity condition and remember to adjust it for the actual argument, not just x. 6. For proof by induction, memorize WJEC's required concluding sentence and write it every single time. 7. At the start of any polynomial roots question, write down all symmetric functions with their values. This secures early method marks. That's it for today's episode of Further Maths Focus. You've covered roots and coefficients, method of differences, partial fractions, Maclaurin series, and proof by induction, the full toolkit for WJEC Further Algebra and Functions. Keep practicing, keep writing out your working, and remember, the marks are there for the taking if you follow the method. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.